Hi everyone, I'm Gordon Brown with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast. It's for our meeting on Sunday the 22nd of September. It's our USAVE Utility Contracts Race Day. Just three more meetings to come at Hamilton Park in 2024. Where has the season gone? We race again on Monday the 23rd of September. This is our Indigo Unified Comms Race Day. And then our final meeting of the year is on Monday the 30th of September. It's the Maggie's Goes Racing Family Race Day. So that, along with our 22nd of September race day, those are both premier race days. More details, as always, on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. And we always tell you, book as early as you can to get the best possible deals. Really good card coming up. The weather, incidentally, overcast but dry and quite mild. We're enjoying quite a late seasonal change of fortune with the weather, so that's all good. Seven races, we start at 2:12 and we go all the way through to 5:12. One of our races is an interesting race because there's a certain horse trying to win this race for the third year in succession. That particular horse is called Iris Dancer. She lines up in the 3:42. This is the USAVE Business Energy Specialist Fillies Handicap, and it's what we call a sprint. It's over 6 furlongs, 1,200 metres, if you prefer it metric. And believe it or not, she's won the race for the last 2 years. She only won by a neck last year when she had one of the rivals on Sunday behind in second place, Giselle's Izzy. But she won easy. If you go back to 2022, she won by over 3 lengths. She's actually a 6-time winner at Hamilton Park. She's trained in Cumbria by Tristan Davidson. He was telling me that she loves a hill. She's always ran well at a race horse with a hill like Carlisle as well. She's won down there. But all bar two of her wins have come at Hamilton Park. So Iris Dancer, when she comes to Hamilton Park, she comes alive. And who knows, maybe Giselle's Izzy, trained in Scotland by Ian Jardine, can turn round the form from 12 months ago. That is our 3:42 with over £10,000 up for grabs. Just spinning through the card briefly, we start, as I say, with a 2:12 beginning for the USAVE Business Energy Consultancy EBF Restricted Maiden Stakes. Now, this is for two-year-olds. As we already know, a two-year-old, the youngest age a thoroughbred racehorse can actually run at, and Lucinda Russell's had loads of winners at the track this year. She's got two in her first race, and both of them are finding their debut. They're having their first day at school, Gallic Gladiator and Finding Time. So it could be interesting to see if Lucinda has another winner at Hamilton Park this year. 2:42 is the Every Race Live on Racing TV Handicap. That looks absolutely wide open. Lots of familiar trainers in this race. Michael Dodds has got Jack of Clubs. We've got Course and Distance winners in Cuban Rock, Earn Your Stripes and Muse House, trained by Jim Goldie, Mike Smith and Linda Perrett, respectively. That looks as if it could be a real ding-dong of a race. And then just one more to look at, and I think it's a race that could well go to a Scottish trainer, for the simple reason that in the 9-runner RacingTV.com handicap, all bar three of them are trained in Scotland. The only ones that are not trained in Scotland are number one, She's Got Bottle by Lizzie Quinlan, Kevin Ryan's number three, Leap Year Lad, and Charlie Johnston's number 9, Wadacre Tivoli. All the others are trained in Scotland. Like, see, Katie Scott, Donald Willens, Ian Jardine, Jim Goldie, Dara Burke and Mike Smith. So I think we'll have a Scottish winner, he hopes, in the 4:12. Hopefully we'll see you racing then at Hamilton Park real soon. And remember, that website's your first point of contact for the weather, for the latest racing news. And most importantly of all, book early, remember, to save money.